Inside Mac.
For Tuesday, June 27th, 2006, from the pages of MacMinute.com, this is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando, and here are today's headlines. Apple to reveal its third quarter financial results. Citigroup likes Apple. A detailed eMac program is now available. iPods enhance museum experience. And Coca-Cola to join iTunes. Apple today has released the Mac OS X 10.4.7 update. The company is saying that this update is recommended for all users and includes general operating system fixes, as well as preventing AFP deadlocks and dropped connections, saving Adobe and Quark documents to AFP-mounted volumes, Bluetooth file transfers, pairing and connecting to a Bluetooth mouse, syncing to a mobile phone, audio playback in QuickTime, iTunes, Final Cut Pro, and soundtrack applications, as well as ensuring icons are spaced correctly when viewed on the desktop. The update is available through Apple's Software Update Utility and through Apple's website. Apple will reveal its third quarter 2006 financial results on July 19th, and the company is expected to explain that though iPod sales have remained relatively flat, Mac sales have grown. In the second quarter, there was a 4% growth in Macs and 61% growth in iPods, which made it the second highest sales quarter in the history of the company. Analysts are predicting Apple to return a good solid quarter and are waiting to see if the company's retail stores will be a success and if Mac sales will be a potential indicator of any market share gains. It does seem that the retail stores are a success because more and more stores are popping up literally all over the world, from the UK to India to the United States, as Apple has revealed two new Apple stores are scheduled to open in the US later this week. The company will open its third retail outlet in Connecticut, and the other store is set to open in Knoxville, Tennessee. Apple has been added to Citigroup's investment research recommended list. Citigroup said their recent share price weakness presented an entry point into a company with strong fundamentals and a likelihood of taking market share in the PC business. The brokerage has a $75 U.S. price target on the stock, which rose 25 cents to $59.08 in the morning trade on the NASDAQ. There is now a posted page on Apple's website with details on its eMac Repair Extension Program. The eMac Repair Extension Program for video and power issues applies to eMac computers that exhibit a certain video or power-related issue as a result of specific component failure. These computers were sold between April 2004 and June 2005. If this sounds like your eMac, you may be eligible for repair free of charge, notes the website. For complete details, visit Apple.com. Coca-Cola is joining the bandwagon as it realizes that a deal with Apple to offer Coca-Cola-sponsored content on iTunes may just give the soft drink company what it needs to maintain its edge in the competitive UK soft drinks market. Last week, My Coke Music closed its doors. It featured 250,000 songs, but they weren't compatible with iPods. So the soft drink company is planning to join its rival, Pepsi, who in 2004 entered a similar partnership with Apple as part of a U.S. promotional effort, promising to distribute 1 million songs through Apple's iTunes, while Coke is just hoping to promote its calorie-free Coke Zero brand. The St. Louis Art Museum is using iPods to enhance visitors' experience of remote viewing. The museum is distributing iPods, which are provided free of charge, along with a 40-minute multimedia tour. If you're wondering how the museum keeps the iPods from walking away, they are only given to visitors who can provide a credit card. This by no means is the first museum to offer iPod multimedia tours. Some museums have been offering them for years. The fact that more and more museums are choosing iPods to help make the visit more interactive is a sure sign that iPod multimedia tours are considered state-of-the-art for audio tours. For more information on this exhibit, visit the St. Louis Museum site. AppZapper.com has released AppZapper 1.6 for Mac OS X, 10.4, and above. AppZapper allows you to uninstall virtually any application, widget, preference pane, and plugin as easily as it was installed by just dragging and dropping. It'll find leftover support files and will allow users to put them in the trash with a single click. Individuals can purchase AppZapper for $12.95 US, and a family pack registers all members of the same household for only $18. There is a free shareware version that will allow you to use the AppZapper 5 times prior to purchase. For more information on the AppZapper, visit their website at appzapper.com. The portable iPod recharging device called Power Baby will be available through London Apple reseller Square Group this week. Along with keeping a high level of charge, the product carries enough power to recharge your iPod at least 3 times. The Power Baby will also charge mobile phones and has a built-in compass, torch, and a red laser pointer. In the UK, the product ships with an adapter for your choice of mobile, iPod, and Sony PSP. Coming up, I'll tell you about a new product that promises video playback on Nanos, Shuffles, and 4th-generation iPods when the Inside Mac Minute continues.
Good morning, my good fellow. Welcome to Smith's Computer and Robot Repair. How may I be of service?
Yes, my Mac has crashed. Big time. I was about to save the annual report when...
My systems are not operating correctly, Tech Tool will always find the problem.
Excuse me.
Quiet, you platinum-plated nincompoop.
I'm sorry. You were saying?
Anyway, my Mac totally crashed, and if I don't get this data back, my boss is gonna freak.
If it were not for Tech Tool Pro, my memory banks would have been lost in...
Silence, you motorized monstrosity!
It is not necessary that I stay here and be insulted.
Wait, robot, don't go. Are you telling me this Tech Tool Pro software can save me a trip to the repair shop?
Affirmative. I kid you not.
Don't listen to him, sir. No software product can match the technical skill and computer savvy of Smith's Computer and Robot Repair.
Baloney. That does not compute.
So, robot, where can I get this Tech Tool Pro?
From Micromat in Windsor, California.
Excellent. Thanks for the info.
You are welcome.
Find out more about Tech Tool Pro by visiting micromat.com.
I need a vacation.
This is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dean Orlando. Apple Advantage has been launched by Tech Data and is a specialized business unit focused on Apple solutions that will include sales, technical, and product management resources. The company plans to create a dedicated web resource center for solution providers to access Apple-related product and program information. Tech Data plans to work closely with Apple to introduce training and extended financing opportunities, peer-to-peer and vendor business partner engagement events, as well as other business building services. In addition, Tech Data will be hosting Apple training events at its TD Solutions Center that will include networking, security, document management, professional audio-video, storage, and video conferencing solutions. Belkin has shipped ToonTalk Stereo. This is a new accessory that takes advantage of the 5th-generation iPod's high-quality recording capabilities by using 2 integrated omnidirectional mics or a 3.5mm stereo input jack to record audio into the iPod's hard drive. Available in black and white versions, it comes with a clear frosted iPod stand, a plastic spacer that renders the accessory compatible with iPods even when they're inside the cases, and the USB cable so your iPod can charge while it's in record mode. It'll cost you $70 US, and it's only compatible with the 5th-generation iPod. Apple has partnered up with the Short Movies Festival again this year. Off Courts will take place in Normandy, France, this coming September 1st through the 9th. This year, all short movies that have been selected for this competition will be available for download from ITMS. For more information on the Short Movies Festival's Off Courts, visit Apple's website. A new iPod product is available, and it's promising video playback for iPod Nanos, Shuffles, and 4th-generation iPods. An Australian firm is entering the final testing phase of its new video playback glasses, which supply video playback and non-video-ready iPods. The video playback is a 3-part system that will include the glasses, a battery pack, and a USB host media player, which is the main element which will enable video playback from MPEG-1, MPEG-4, WMA, MP3, and JPEG files. The company claims that all a user needs to do is drag and drop any of the supported files to the iPod when mounted on your PC or Mac, and they'll be ready to use. The expected cost is $350 US. And those are the stories making it Mac. I'm Dina Orlando, and I'll see you tomorrow on the Inside Mac Minute.